So what's the most expensive thing that you bought without your partner knowing? Apparently, $500 Luke Skywalker figurine is not out of the question.
Nope.
Nor is a He-Man, what was it? Something in the box that cost the rent.
Yep, that was a lot. Remember we talked about Patrick's brother who spent $1,000 on a life-size Darth Vader. It was actually $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Okay. $2,000 Darth Vader. Wow.
I love it. Hi there, Lee.
Hi.
Hi. So the most expensive thing you bought without your husband knowing?
I bought a $900 wagon for my kids.
Now,
oh, wow. I bet they really liked that. That sounds fancy.
Was it like a motorized wagon? Like, what kind of wagon are we talking?
It's called a Wonderfold wagon. Uh-huh. It's basically like a pack and play on wheels.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds fun. And what did Dad think?
He was not happy at first.
It's like,
you don't need that.
Wait, hang on. Is this one of those things where you tell them how much you saved first?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I had a coupon.
Yeah, you're like, listen.
Oh, good.
Listen, I saved 15% on this. And he's like, okay. So is he cool with it now?
Yes, he loves it now. We call it the swaggin.
The swaggin wagon.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Lee. Hey, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See ya.
Oh, that's awesome. Meg said all new flooring for the house.
Whoa!
Without hubby new. And I was like, well, how'd they handle that? And he said he was shocked but grateful that she took care of it without him having to stress about it. He was on a golf trip, so when he came home, voila!
Well, you know what? I think I'd probably be the same. Like, if my wife, she's done this before. She has thrust me into home improvement projects. But if she had, you know, all of a sudden taken care of something that I was like, you know what? I need to get to the floors. I go off on a trip or whatever. I come back and the floors are done. I'm like, all right. That's cool. Thank you. You know?
They look good. That's awesome. I didn't have to do it.
Exactly.
That is fantastic.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Sandy, my ex, she capitalizes X. My ex-husband bought a motorcycle without consulting me, brand new. And then after we separated, he bought two more. Wow.
Oh, that is a lot. Oh, Gretchen texted.
Yeah,
she's like, I got Botox for $500. He didn't know. How many women out there doing the same thing?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
You know, I got to run an errand, and then you go get the thing, and then you figure out a creative way to pay for it without him seeing it.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole said, yeah, I got a Louis Vuitton bag for $3,000 without telling the husband or partner.
How do you hide that?
She said, I had to pay extra bills. It really didn't work out well in my favor. Oh, man. And
Oh, man.
The worst would be having to return it. Like, oh, no, I love the bag, though.
I love it. Oh, gosh, but $3,000. That is a lot to try to either hide or make up.
Brad says, first couple of years that my wife and I were married, I was the only income, and we lived check to check. She was a full-time student. If I ever stopped for lunch, she would call me within 5 minutes and swipe on my card and lecture me about packing a lunch.
Oh, my gosh. That is pinching the pennies.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, hey, hang on a second. There's $15 on this that, you know, and I can understand if you're on a tight budget where it's like, we need that, blah, 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 blah. Anyways,
right, stop going out to eat.
Right. Brad says, I got home from work one evening, and she had bought a $1,000 camera. Said that she felt bad about buying it, so she bought me one, too. Oh, my gosh.
What? Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
All right,
she's like, don't buy the $15 lunch, but here's the camera I spent $1,000 on. Isn't it nice? For the memories.
Oh, Brooke texts in, wasn't it Ben that bought a refrigerator and it didn't fit? Listen, I did. I did buy a refrigerator. And yes, you are correct. It didn't fit initially.
But she knew about that, though, right?
She did.
You didn't buy it without her knowledge.
Right.
This is what you buy without their knowledge.
Right. We went to Lowe's. We picked it out. We bought the refrigerator. So that was a little bit different than me just going, purchasing a refrigerator and going, all right, cool.
Hey, honey, I bought a new appliance today.
Right, exactly. All right, great, fantastic. Anyways, all right, these are some good stories. If you want to contribute, you always can. Text it to us, 502-795-1997, or tweet at Ben and Kelly Show.
I bought a $15,000 horse for our daughter?
Without telling it?
Oh, my God!
This horse better win the Kentucky Derby!
Oh, my God!
How I love it. I love it. It's either that or glue.